everyone, this is Mommy Also Cute. Welcome to my podcast, ABDL Prinklecast. And today, I am going to be discussing ABDL communications within our community. How is everyone doing? It's been a while since I have made a podcast, mainly because a lot has been going on. And I was just having so much stress and anxiety with rehab protests within our community. And it was just a really crazy time. And so I haven't had the time to be able to focus on a podcast. But today I decided to do one, and I've been working on it since last week. And I hope you enjoy it. It is on communication within our lifestyle, because it's very important that within our lifestyle that we know how to communicate with each other. So, let's just jump right on into it. So remember, it is said that it takes between 7 to 30 seconds for a person to gain a true impression on if they want to communicate or talk to an individual. And in reality, that is so quick. But for us in the ABDL world, most of our first impression will be our social media platform. Instagram, Twitter, FetLife, whatever. You know, there's so many things that are out there. So, it's very important to take a look at your social media and ask yourself, what does my profile say about me? And is it inviting, or is it scaring people away? The content of your profile has to match what you're looking for. Believe it or not, your profile speaks for itself. And just by taking a glance at someone's profile, it can actually turn some adult babies or some caregivers away. And you may be thinking, Mommy, I'm so cute, what do you mean? Okay, I'm going to try and break it down from my own experience. Again, my podcast, on my own experience. It's not something that I've studied. It's just my experience that I have had over the years. So, on social media, for me, red flags right away is when I receive a message and it's a blank profile, or I get that big question mark, and I'm already not taking that person seriously because they have not taken the time to work on their profile. So I have no clue as to why you are messaging me. So right away, I really don't have an interest in wanting to get to know that person, because in my mind, what are you hiding? If I have taken the time to work on my content, I expect the same for anyone else who wants to get to know me. Your profile has to give me something to work with so that I can have an understanding of to who you are. And I do understand that there are some people who just started their profile, and that is great. And the one positive thing that I have seen is that people who are starting their profile, they will say, profile under construction, or I just got Instagram, or I'm new to FetLife, or some may say, oops, sorry guys, my profile got deleted, so I'm starting over. You know, so even if your profile is new, just kind of give someone a heads up as to, yeah, it's a little blank right now, but I am filling it out. Another red flag for me, and it's always funny when I bring this up, is like if I'm off that life and I see like a lot of penis pictures and a lack of ABDL content, or if things are cropped, copied, pasted, or stolen. And yes, I have had things off my profile stolen by fake mommies who are trying to get money. So if you see any profile pictures out there, you're like, that looks like Mommy Also Cute's nursery, just know it's not me. So if I see a profile that does not have any ABDL content, I really have no interest in engaging with the person, especially if the reason for why I'm on that social media platform is to engage with other ABDL individuals. So if I see a profile, especially on FetLife, and I see there's just like a lot of penises and they're just like jacking off. There's no diaper pictures, there's no onesies, there's no ABDL groups or interest in that person's profile. More than likely, I'm not going to spend time engaging with someone who does not have the same interest as me. You know, it is just common sense that sometimes there may be people who are curious, and that's okay. And I'm not a cold-hearted mommy where I'm like, get away from my profile, I don't want to talk to you. What I will do, however, is I will tell someone, hey, you know what, you should really look at this site. Or hey, you should Google Age Play and learn what it's about. And if you truly have questions about the lifestyle, I'm here to help you and to answer them for you the best way that I can. But I truly believe in education. I do believe that if you have a kink or if you have a fetish, that you should really educate yourself, because I believe that education is power and kink is always ever growing. So if someone does come to my profile and they're curious, I try to lead them to different areas where they can try to learn more about it. But this is what kind of happens sometimes. So after I tell them they need to go educate themselves or they should go educate themselves, they never follow up back with me. They don't even like respond back. And so what I think from that is that they were just looking for some type of role play and I wasn't giving it to them, because I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sit there with someone on a blank profile and like try to engage in a role play with them. That's just not going to happen. And here is how that conversation will go. Someone will send me a simple email and it will just say, hi, and that's it. Not even how you're doing, just hi. And I will reply back with, well, can you please tell me about yourself? You know, I saw that your profile was blank. So I just want to know, like, what brought you to my profile? And then that person usually will say, no, you tell me about yourself first. And automatically, I'm like, in my mind, wait a minute, you contacted me, your profile is blank, and I'm trying to get an understanding as to why you're contacting me. And when I ask for some information, you tell me, no, you first. Let me just tell you, immediately, you're blocked. Because to me, you're not really wanting to engage within the lifestyle. You're looking for something else, in my opinion. So that person is automatically blocked if I try to gain more information about them and they tell me no. That's not how communication works. So therefore, I block them. And another reason why is because I put the work in my profile. And a lot of us who have profiles, we put that work into our content. And the last thing I want, or the last thing some of us want to do, is to play 20 questions with a blank profile. I remember talking to a mommy once, and she was like, yeah, I don't do the 20 question thing, especially if their profile is blank. And if they're not giving me any type of reason to communicate with them, or they're not responding back to me, she was like, I don't put that effort in. She's like, I don't have time to do 20 questions with someone, especially if their profile is blank and they're not even trying to communicate with me. And that goes the same for Instagram and Twitter. If I see a profile that is blank with no followers, but that person is following like 1,000 people, honestly, I would probably block them right away, because to me that screams a fake profile or possibly a scammer. If I see a profile, the picture is blank, or it's just some random tree in the forest and it says that they're following 1,000 people but no one is following them, and they have like one picture and it's like a random picture of a car, I'm like, no, that's a profile that I stay away from as well. Because again, your profile is communicating what you're looking for. And if there's nothing for me to engage myself in, I'm not going to take the time to try to figure this profile out or this person out, because they might be a scammer and I don't really want to waste my time trying to figure out if someone is scamming me or not. So after all that happens, as far as like, you know, your profile and getting things ready on your profile, what may come next is an actual conversation, whether it be with messaging, whether it be through texting, you know, an actual conversation will happen. But here's what you don't do, and this has happened to me right away. It's, will you be my mommy? Will you be my baby girl? I'm lonely. I hate my life. Those conversation starters are negative. And to be honest, who wants to be around negative people? So if you're going to talk to a mommy, if you're going to talk to a caregiver, if you're going to talk to a AB, if you're going to talk to a little, try to keep it positive. I once had someone who recently contacted me, and they started off the conversation with, I'm lonely. I don't have diapers. I don't have a job. I want onesies. I want a bottle. Can you get those things for me? It wasn't even a hi, how are you? And then I told them, no, I'm not going to do that. And then they proceeded to go on to, well, why not? Why won't you do that? I'm a baby. I'm just a baby and I need these things. And I'm like, no, thank you. I am not going to do that. But what I did do is I said to this person, you know what? If you really want diapers, you can go to Walgreens. They're not the prettiest. They're not the best. But if you want to feel what a diaper feels like, go to Walgreens. Go to Walmart. Get a pair of the cheap diapers. Double up. And you can get them a little bit thicker. I said, you know what? I will give you some sites that I know that have clearance sales, that they have some onesies that are on clearance. I go, so hopefully that might be able to help you to like start your process of building up your ABDL merchandise. And then the person says, well, I don't have a job. I don't make much money. And then I said, well, this lifestyle is expensive. So if you truly want to live this lifestyle, you're going to have to like try to save money to see if you can get the things that you want. I wasn't being negative to that person. I wasn't just like, get away from me. But I was giving them resources on things that they can do to help them to better their ABDL lifestyle. I do believe that people need to, like I said in the beginning, need to educate themselves. I do think that people need to know that this lifestyle, even though as great and as rewarding as it can be, that it can be a little expensive. So you're going to have to do some searching and some digging to find some vendors that may have some sales that are going on. So I do like to tell people who I am speaking with about that, to give them some knowledge on where to go. My advice is, regardless of if you're a caregiver or a little, that you should always read the person's profile. You know, and when you read the person's profile, you get a little bit of content of who they are, and it should help you with how you should approach them and how you should talk to them. And here is an example. I'm going to use my profile as an example, because with my content. Hi, my name is Baby Sarah. I saw your profile and I'm really attracted to your profile. I saw that you like Rears diapers, as do I. My favorite diapers are the princesses. What about you? I also saw that in your profile that you went to Disney World. Oh my God, I love Disney World as well. I was just there 6 months ago and I went on the Frozen ride. I really like to get to know you. Maybe we can chat sometime. A conversation like that was full of open-ended questions, and it was questions that I would be interested in. Oh, you like Rears diapers? Oh my gosh, so do I. You like Disney World? Oh my gosh, so do I. I love Disney World too. And it's an open and friendly conversation that is engaging. And when I see that someone has wrote a message to me like that, I'm like, huh, you actually took the time to read my profile, to look at my content. And then because of that, I am more open to engaging with someone who I know has taken the time to read my content and to also have a message to me that is very open-ended, positive, as something that I could possibly talk to someone about. So that's, you know, that's always a positive. Another thing you want to think on when you're actually communicating with someone is be careful on what you call them. You know, you don't want to go off right away and say, my little one, daddy's little girl, mommy's little sissy, or even calling someone a mommy or daddy. Why? Because those are terms of endearment, and not everyone wants to be called those terms right away. For some people, you have to earn it, believe it or not. For some people, you have to earn the right to call them a mommy or a daddy, or you have to earn the right to call them a baby girl, or your baby girl, or your little sissy girl, or your little baby boy. So that's something that you should not start off right away, because you don't know if that person wants you to use those terms of endearment right away. So another thing is, you know, make sure you ask about pronouns. It's, you can say it in a very polite way. I've done it before when I've gone to events, and I don't want to misgender someone, and before I get into a deep conversation, I would say, excuse me, I don't want to offend, but I want to make sure that I'm respecting who you are. Can you please tell me what pronoun you want me to call you? And more than likely, when I do that, they're like, oh my gosh, thank you for asking me. That is so sweet of you to ask that question of me. I've never had a bad response when I have a talk to someone and I had wanted to know what pronoun to use. It's always been very positive, especially if you're interacting with them in a positive way. So, you know, those are another things that you should do as well. If you're going to be on a caregiver's site and talking to them, I have had many people say, do I call you mommy? What do I call you? And I'll tell them right away, you can call me miss. And it's also said in my profile as well. It says what you should call me on FetLife. So people who've actually read my content, that's one way I know that they read my content, because they'll say, hello miss, how are you doing? Now someone who sends me a message and they say, hello mommy, I'm like, you didn't read my profile. And I don't get mad, I don't get angry, I don't shame them. I just said, I would like it if you would please call me miss. But how are you doing today? Thank you for coming on my profile. So I say it right away. Can you please call me miss? And then I go into a completely different subject because I don't want them to feel bad. I once had an incident where someone in the community was communicating to me, and they kept calling my baby girl baby boy. And they were doing it on purpose. They were just doing it just to be mean. And whenever I would say my baby girl, they would say, oh, you mean baby boy. Or if I would say she, they're like, oh, you mean he. The correct pronoun is he. And I remember just being like, that is so disrespectful. So when communicating with people, it's very important to use proper pronouns. And you shouldn't go around trying to correct someone's pronoun. If that's how they feel, if that's how they want to be addressed, it should be communicated as such, because that is the respect that you owe someone. I wouldn't call somebody else out of their name to be hateful, because that's just not okay. So when you are communicating, just be respectful of the names that you say. Be respectful of how to address them, whether it's sir, miss, mister, especially pronouns. Just be very aware of that. And it's not trying to make you feel bad. It's just about the underlying point of respect. And it's something that I believe that we all should do. I believe that we should all come to each other with a sense of respect. We are a community, and a community should be able to, you should be able to be, feel safe in your community. And so communicating with them in a positive way is definitely a good way to provide safety within a community. So, I like to address that when communicating. If a caregiver or a little turns you down, that you need to respect that as well. This is kind of like a hard topic for me to talk about, and I hope I do it justice without putting down people, because that would not be my intent. But I want to share my experience, and it's something that I think that should be addressed within the community, because it's something that I'm seeing that it could either be a really positive experience, or for some people it could be a very negative experience. So if a caregiver or if a little turns you down by saying, you know, not right now. And what do I mean by that? Sometimes I may get people who will ask me, can you be my mommy? Sometimes there are littles or adopt babies, they'll get questions of, do you want to be daddy's little girl? Do you want to be mommy's little girl? And sometimes some people, they might say, you know what, right now I'm not looking for a partner. Or I already have a partner. Or you know what, I just broke up with my last partner and right now I just need some time for myself. Or sometimes it could just be, you know what, right now I'm just not looking. I'm just trying to enjoy this lifestyle and figure out who I am. You have to understand that it is that person's right to say no. That caregiver, that little, whatever role you have within the ABDL community, you have the right and you have the power to say no. You have the power to say, you know what, I don't want to role play online. You have the right to say, no, I don't want to share my pictures. You have the right to say, you know what, I don't have to send you pictures of me in a diaper. I don't have to do that. And when they say no, regardless of who they are, whether they are a caregiver, whether if they are a little, whether if they are a submissive or a diaper submissive, whatever the case may be, respect the no. Not K-N-O-W, but N-O, no. No means no. Now, after that person has said no, yes, you can be disappointed. You can feel sad that, like, you really wanted this and that person right now is not ready to reciprocate the feelings that you may have for them. It's okay. You know, I want you to understand that it's okay to have feelings. But after that person says no, this is what is not okay. It's not okay to threaten them. It is not okay to wish them harm. It is not okay to stalk their social media. It is not okay to harass them. It is not your right to cyber bully them. The list can go on. And let me tell you something, friends. I'm seeing it on Instagram, on FatLife, on social media platforms where it's just happening like crazy. There's a lot of cyberbullying going on, harassing, social media going on. If you're friends with this person, I'm going to block you. It, you know, no matter what the case may be, these things should not happen. It is toxic communication. So, I also want to throw in there that it is not okay to also harass or bully profiles that have OnlyFans sites. It's not okay to demean them because they said no or because they have an OnlyFans site. You can disagree with someone. Totally. You can disagree with someone to the moon and back. That is okay. But it is very important to understand that when we communicate, that we have to remember and process that no matter what we do, no matter what we say, that we are speaking to a person, not property, not an object. So remember to be kind. And remember to have a little bit of empathy when we are communicating. When someone says no. When we may disagree with their profile. You know, whatever the case may be. When we're trying to get to know someone and you're like, you know what, I didn't really like that about that person. Or I didn't like the fact that the list could go on and on and on and on. Just remember to be kind. Remember to have a little bit of empathy. Because we need more of that. My next point is, don't make a person feel guilty because they said no. What does that mean? If a person has said no, you need to accept the no and move on. And sometimes it might be, well, I'm not looking for an adopt baby, or I'm not looking for a partner. But you can still be friends. You can still be civil. Let me tell you something. I have a lot of ADDO friends that are just adopt babies. We communicate and we talk. I'm not their actual mommy, but we still are good friends. And guess what? If I see them at CapCon and they don't have a mommy and we're just hanging out, I might, depending on how well I know them, change their diapers or baby them a little bit because I have a friendship of where I trust them. Friendship can go a long way. You know, it doesn't have to be this or that. You can still be friends. And I want to share a couple of experiences that are not okay that I have seen from people's posts. There was last year, there was something that happened that really, really just was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened, where a girl, someone was infatuated with the AB, and they were upset that that person turned them down or whatever the case may be, and they got upset and they threatened that person. They threatened to harass that person. They threatened to cause this person bodily harm because someone said no. And I want to say that that is never, never, never okay to threaten someone because they said no. You have to learn, or people have to learn, that, you know, people are at different points in their lives. And just because someone said no, and because maybe you felt like you wanted to be with that person, that does not give you the right to harm that person, or to threaten that person, or to like cyber stalk their profile. That's not okay. I personally have had several things that have happened to me where when I said no, the person became very upset with me, to the point where they're like, you're probably some fake mommy, you're probably just a man that's trying to scam people. And what is funny is I never wanted any money from this person. I didn't even ask for money from this person. This person was just upset because I wouldn't role play with them and I wouldn't send them pictures of myself. So immediately that person was blocked. I've had someone within a form of communication was really racist towards me because I would not role play with them. It was really weird. Like, we were just conversating and talking and they wanted to role play, and I was like, no, I don't really want to do that. You know, I'm not into that. I don't really want to do that. And that individual became so mad at me that they called me the N-word, mommy. So they called me N-mommy. And so, you know, the word N-I-G-G-E-R with mommy afterwards. And then all because of when I role play with them. And then after that, they sent me a message on, I forgot what site I was on. And just repeating over and over and over again, they said, in mommy, in mommy, in mommy, in mommy, in mommy, in mommy, like over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And I remember showing it to a friend. They're like, oh my gosh, like that is like crazy that someone took the time to like write that over and over and over again on your profile. But they were blocked after that. And the most recent thing that happened to me was about 2 weeks ago, where a person really wanted a mommy, and I guess they weren't having any luck in finding one. And they wanted to know if I knew of anyone that I could, like, refer them to. And I'm like, no, believe it or not, there's not a mommy connection group where, like, I know, like, five mommies who are waiting for a little. I get that question a lot. Do you know any mommies? Like, I'm so sorry. I wish I did. There's not, like, this group connection where, like, we all sit down and have ABD or mommy conversations. I wish there was. I wish there was more mommy groups out there. That'd be kind of, like, cool to have some caregiver groups. But anyways, so the conversation started off fine, but then they started to become very dangerous, where the person was talking about self-harm to themselves, and then they wanted to know what would be the best way to cause self-harm, and they would ask me some really off-the-wall questions, like, if I gave myself a diaper rash, and if I didn't take care of my skin, could it get infected? And if I left it untreated and I just let my skin just continue to have the rash, would I die from it? And right away, I stopped that conversation. I didn't block them right away, but I did say that self-harm is never the answer. And I also told them that I will not participate in giving you advice on how to self-harm yourself. And I also, you know, inform them that I do believe that I think that you need to seek some counseling, because that is not okay. And then they continue to, like, you know, kind of like some messages about self-harm, and then I had to block them just because the communication was becoming so negative and so harmful. It wasn't healthy, and it was becoming very toxic. So, you know, in all reality, there is just, like, so many different ways that you can communicate. And we have to understand that everybody, we're all humans. We're all people. We're going to disagree with each other sometimes. We may not see the world the same way. But that's just, like, the beauty of life. That, like, we can have differences, but we can still come together and still be civil towards, you know, each other. And communicating within this lifestyle is very, very, very important. You know, like, a lot of us, some of us, we don't have strong ABDO groups. So we get a lot of our interaction through our social media, through text, some people Skype. So this is how we get a lot of our interaction. So one of the things is that it's just very important that how we communicate, how we want to portray ourselves, let it be our true selves. And that goes from your profiles, your social media profiles. More than likely, our first impression of each other will be our social media profile. So it's just really good that if you have a social media outlet within the ABDO community, that you have it be positive, that you have it be welcoming, that you have it be a safe place for others to come into. A lot of people, they will be judging you on your profile. For instance, I know some people, if they see your profile and it does not have an age, they won't add you. I know some people, if they look at your profile and they don't see any ABDO content, they're not going to add you. You know, I have had people who tried to add me and they have pictures of their wives and their children on vacation. No, I'm not going to add someone if I don't see any ABDO content, but I do see pictures of you with your wife, your family, your children on vacation or at birthday parties. I'm like, to me, that would just be, like, a little weird, adding someone on my profile that has those type of pictures, because I'm like, my profile is kink. If it was, like, a regular vanilla profile, maybe if we had the same interest, but because my profile is so kink, I just feel really weird adding someone with their wife and their children going on vacations. So for me, that's a profile that I would not follow back. So, you know, so it's very important that, like, your profile kind of, like, you know, match what you're looking for. My final thoughts are that communication should be something that is enjoyed. And the number one thing is, I've said this so many times, is we should be respectful. Even if you disagree, first impression means a lot. So be very cautious of the image you are portraying, so others will want to be connected to you. It's very important. Try to treat people with empathy, even when we disagree. speak to someone on how you want to be spoken to. You know, going throughout social media lately, especially this past week, I have this saying that I never know when I'm going to need a moment of grace. And what does that mean? There may be some days where I might get it wrong. I might do something that is not okay. And that has happened to me once where I used to say the word guys a lot just as a formal greeting. And I remember once I said, "Hey guys, you guys made it to the party." And automatically my brain went, "Oh no, you just messed up. You just messed up. You just messed up. Like you just, oh." And I felt really bad because the people that I were talking to, you know, for some people, the word guy can be very masculine. And so it was the wrong thing to say. So now I try to say friends. And I'm like, "Hey friends, you made it." To be more, just to be more respectful towards people so that I never want to offend anyone. So sometimes we may need that grace because sometimes we may mess up. So I like to treat people in that way where I can give someone a space for grace. I can give someone a space for redemption because in communicating, we can get it wrong sometimes. And I don't believe that we should just automatically like just shun somebody, you know, allow that person to learn. There are many things that I have to learn within this lifestyle. And I'm so grateful that I have friends who know my heart. And so they know that like if I did do something that like, no, she didn't mean it. And they'll take me to the side like, "Hey, just so you know, like that's not the proper term." Like, "Oh, okay, I didn't know that, but thank you for telling me." And they'll say, "I know, we know that you love everybody. We know that you have a good heart, but just want to let you know, like, you know, just be a little bit more cautious about that." And I am so thankful that I have friends that are not gonna be like, "Ugh, like you did it wrong." But I'm thankful that I have friends who will take me to the side privately and be like, "Hey, just so you know, this person is transitioning. Oh, I didn't know. I feel so bad." Yeah, you know, and then I'll go and I'll apologize and I try my best to correct it because you never know when you might mess up and you might need that grace to be communicated towards you. I try to live by a motto and I'm not perfect, but I try to live by this motto is that love draws people together. And I truly do believe that, you know, within this community, with the way we communicate, that if I communicate love to someone, if I communicate that I want the best for them, I find out that that brings upon healing. I find out that that brings upon positive communication. And some of my best friends in the community, we started off with talking on FetLife or on Instagram or on Twitter. We started talking that way. And those are some of my best friends are the ones that I started on these social media outlets. And our first impression of each other was our profile. And some of these people I've gotten to know personally, I've gotten to meet face to face. So it is just very important that when we communicate, do so in a way that you would like to be communicated to and be positive. And just remember, you know, that if you have your social media, that sometimes that is your first interaction with someone. So you might want to take a look back at your profile. You might want to see how is my profile portraying me right now. I know this was not maybe the most lighthearted podcast, and I hope I did it some justice. I hope that I didn't turn people away, but sometimes within the community, we need to have those serious conversations sometimes with love. We can have a serious conversation and you can still do it with love. And you can be like, "I still love you, but you know what? Let's just try to be a little bit kinder to each other because we all have bad days." Well, anyways, everyone, I hope you guys enjoyed my podcast. I think you guys are all awesome who are following my podcast. I've been getting some really positive feedback. And I just love my community so much. I know I'm not perfect, but darn it, I love my community. We are some of like the best loving people. Let me tell you, like, I feel like the epitome of our community for me is when we go to CapCon and we're all together and it's just like, ah, so great. Sometimes I wish I could build my own little topia and like just have some land and be like, hey, you come live over here. You come live over here. And it's built my own little city called Littletopia, which I know probably will never happen. But how great would that be? But anyways, that's me rambling on. I hope everyone have a good day. I hope that you find this podcast well. And for everyone, I hope you have a crinkle-tastic day. Bye, everyone!